Republican Matt Mowers slams vulnerable Democrat Chris Pappas for abandoning New Hampshire families with spending bill. By Jacob Bliss on November 19, 2021. New Hampshire's first congressional district candidate, Republican Matt Mowers, slammed vulnerable Democrat Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, on Friday for voting to pass the $1.7 trillion Build Back Better Act, the Democrats' reconciliation infrastructure bill. "I will make sure that Chris Pappas pays for this with his job next November," Mowers said after Pappas voted on party lines to help pass Build Back Better Act, which was the marquee legislation for President Joe Biden's legislative agenda. Mowers, who was once a senior White House advisor, advising the Secretary of State to advance the America First agenda and issues such as religious freedom, immigration, the border, and more, said in a statement that Pappas voted to abandon New Hampshire families. "He chose spending for liberal pet projects like the Green New Deal over Granite Staters trying to make ends meet with already inflated prices for food and energy," he added. "He chose payouts to illegal immigrants and 87,000 new IRS agents to spy on our bank accounts over hardworking New Hampshire taxpayers." Mowers said instead of Pappas helping families, he decided to add over $300 billion to the deficit over our children's future. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, revealed this week Biden's marquee legislation would add $750 billion to the American deficit over 5 years. Mowers has been gaining momentum in recent months, according to internal polling data from the Mowers campaign. The Republican leads the field with 34% from likely Republican primary voters in the district, 27 points ahead of his closest competitor. None of his Republican primary opponents received more than single digits in the poll, with only two of them having more than 2%. Additionally, roughly a year away, a generic Republican candidate leads a generic Democrat in New Hampshire's first congressional district, according to the St. Anselm College Survey Center. The hypothetical poll shows that only 41% in the district would vote for a generic Democrat candidate, and 48% would vote for the generic Republican candidate. During the last fundraising filing, Mowers announced he outraced the vulnerable Democrat by nearly $80,000. Mowers had outraced the vulnerable incumbent's whole third-quarter fundraising after being in the race for 1 month. Mowers, during a recent appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, said when the Republicans win back the House of Representatives, "it would immediately put a check on President Joe Biden's administration and would hopefully directly hold oversight hearings and hold the administration accountable. We need to have oversight hearings immediately. We need to be having these, having this administration held accountable for what they've been doing. And we need to find out what they did wrong. We need to find out if they've been lying and misrepresenting the intelligence reports the way that they seemingly happened," Mowers said on Breitbart News Saturday. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.